big matchup is between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Now, this is a good matchup.
Buddy.
Outstanding. I'm a little tired from my wild night listening to the telepaths.
Lou was dancing last night, folks. I had a ball. That is great.
I had a ball.
Thank you, Lou.
Well, you know what? As I was saying at the end of the night, it was the first time I've ever seen your show.
That's right. All rock groups, I recommend putting Lou Dickman on the guest list.
Yes. Probably one of the safest bets you'll have.
That's right.
I want to see a new trend in rock and roll.
Yes.
Yes, I want to have bars that have bands come in at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
There you go.
For the 45 to 60 crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
boom, boom, boom. I mean, band comes on 5, 6. You go out to dinner. You pick up the babysitter. Sober by the time you get home. Everything's good.
Yeah. There you go, Lou. I think that concept will work. Let's get you a bar.
Afternoon rock.
All right. Afternoon
rock. We'll call it Q-tip Blue Hair Rock.
So it's on today, Lou. Packers
Bears. It is on. Yes, it is, and we're almost ready to go.
All right, what are you planning today, Lou?
I'm planning on a Bears victory, Dan.
That's right. And what will be the meat-topia?
Oh, well, we've got the Brenda Brown Burgers.
Oh, the only perfect score. No Forks Review by Lou Dickman.
Yes, and we'll have, yellow and brown.
All right, very good.
Hot dogs, and I opened up a can of chili.
There you go.
We're just back to the basics on week one.
And you went over to Aldi and got that Kirkland.
Oh, no. No, I stepped it up.
All right.
We went with the chef's mate.
The chef's mate.
Reminded me of my old pirate days.
So, Lou, Lou, you came to Chicago in the early 90s, and you were a Giants fan. How did you catch bear fever? We want to know.
Oh, it was strictly, you had to watch them.
Yeah, exactly.
We used to go to this bar. When I came in, I lived at the Southport in Wrightwood.
All right.
And there was a bar that opened. It was called Kelly's on the Green.
I remember Kelly's.
And I started going in there. And football season came around, and I wasn't there on Sunday.
Okay.
And I see him on Monday.
All right.
And he goes, where were you?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I was at Gamekeepers. Because I could watch the Giants game.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, if we put in a satellite dish and have the Giants on, will you patronize this place?
There you go.
And I was like, yes, I will. So he gave us a small TV in the corner, no sound. he had the Bears games on, and he had no sound from the TV, and he had the radio announcing.
Oh, my gosh.
The place was up for grabs. He had pizzas brought in at halftime.
That's great.
And that turned out to be a year that the Giants, when they beat San Francisco and went on to win a Super Bowl.
Okay. Lou, that is one great story.
Story time with Lou Dickman.
That's right.
That's my football story time, folks.
Well, we're going to move this along, Lou, because I know you got a lot to do. Do you have a sandwich review this week?
No.
All right.
Yes.
Just the Brenda
Bomber. Although I did get Dunkin' Donuts to try.
Uh-oh.
And I went to a different Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. So you had already talked about how bad that is, and you went to a different
one. Yes, I talked about the one that's on Broadway.
Okay.
So I'm on Clark Street, and I see a Dunkin' Donuts, and it was this morning, as a matter of fact.
All right.
And I picked up their croissant list or whatever it is, and it was equally as terrible, and half of it went into the trash.
What is on that croissant witch?
It was, I guess it was a chemically engineered egg substitute. A highly a highly salted pork makes you look like a sausage patty.
Oh, God.
So chemically engineered cheese and a croissant.
That's sort of the opposite of Meatopia. Do you have a rating for that, Lou?
No rating. It's almost like fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
All right.
You know, so I guess I've had it with the Dunkin' sandwiches.
Okay, Lou, give me your question of the week, dude. Give me a score prediction for Bears, Packers, and Giants, Dallas.
Okay. 28-17. And
for Bears,
40-42.
Will 42 be the Giants?
I don't know who's going to win. You didn't pick the winner. You said big scores.
Just big scores. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out. We'll see you at the
bottom. Outstanding weekend. Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Packer Whacker Service. When your whacker needs pack, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou whacks you!